here's a story from The World.
Sweden's light-handed approach to the coronavirus pandemic is causing problems with its neighbors. Finland is lifting travel restrictions for nearby countries, but not Sweden. Norway and Denmark are also giving the Swedes the cold shoulder. The Swedish government is not happy about this, but the numbers don't lie. The per capita death rate in Sweden from COVID-19 is far higher than in many European countries. For some foreign residents in Sweden, it's making them think twice about living there. Here's The World's Orla Barry.
Eva Panarese was born in Tuscany, in Italy, but for a long time she wondered about relocating somewhere far to the north.
My mom is Swedish, and I always had a dream of going to Sweden. I always heard of such great stories for working moms like me, and especially for raising family and having two children. I thought, oh, let's try, why not?
2 years ago, Panarese made that dream happen. She moved with her family to Lund in southern Sweden.
Where we live is a beautiful natural area. We have the beach 5 minutes away, a lake just across the road. So it's really a paradise.
But in late February, everything changed. After Panarese returned from a trip to Italy, her husband and her son got sick. She worried they might have contracted the coronavirus. Her son got better pretty quickly, but her husband, who suffers with respiratory disease, ended up in the hospital, and Panarese was alarmed at what she saw there.
Nobody in the hospital would wear a mask. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to help us. And they did not want to do the test, nor on me, because I was asymptomatic. I can understand that. But not even to my husband.
As countries across Europe went into lockdown in response to the coronavirus, Sweden took a far more relaxed approach. The government told its citizens to maintain social distancing, to stay home if they were sick, and it banned gatherings of more than 50 people. But for shops, bars, gyms and schools, it was business as usual. And Panarese says her two children were terrified.
They were feeling a little bit, oh my gosh, if I go to school and then I come back, I can kill my father.
Panarese is far from the only foreign resident in Sweden who's been alarmed by the country's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Irishman Keith Begg moved to Stockholm for love 7 years ago. In March, as the Irish government imposed a strict lockdown, Begg was horrified by the Swedish response.
Just the hedonism, packed bars, packed restaurants, cafes. And the attitude here was just simply, we might as well go out because we're going to get it anyway.
Begg says Sweden's strategy is driven by economics. And the high level of trust in government means Swedes were slow to question the country's approach, he says. But Begg is questioning it. He set up a focus group of medical experts, teachers and human rights activists to publicly push back against the government's strategy. And that move is costing him dearly.
I've got friends who have sent me hate messages. I have colleagues who have blocked me from Facebook. I would say I've lost nearly every one of my Swedish friends.
Begg and his husband have been socially isolating since March. Alison Plumberg, originally from Minneapolis, also tries to keep to herself. She moved to Sweden 2 years ago with her husband and their two small children. When they go to the supermarket, she says, people stare.
We wear face masks that I made myself because they're really hard to find over here. And I try to ignore other people looking at me just because it is uncomfortable to be literally the only person in the grocery store nearly every time I've gone wearing that.
Plumberg loves the family-friendly side of Sweden, but she says the pandemic has exposed some deep flaws in the way things work.
I am really upset about the mandatory in-schooling laws that children between the ages of 6 and 15 must attend school, even if there are at-risk people in their homes or even if the children themselves have at-risk conditions.
At first, public support for the Swedish government's strategy was riding high at 80%. But polls now show that's fallen to under 50%. In a recent interview, Chief Epidemiologist Anders Tegnell conceded that too many people have died, particularly in the country's long-term care homes. But Scottish native Anna Douglas says problems within the nursing home sector already existed long before the coronavirus.
There have been too many deaths absolutely. And that is as a result of the way that we employ people who work in care homes. You know, that is a job that too many people are doing on 0 hours contracts. And therefore, you have people who are unwilling to be off sick if they are not feeling 100%. And therefore, they come to work and potentially can spread this disease.
Douglas says, on balance, the Swedish government seems to have got it right. She's happy to be in Sweden right now and not Scotland, and says the Swedish approach empowers people to think for themselves.
Mostly it's treating people as adults, so giving people the responsibility to take judgments and decisions themselves, but also putting the burden of responsibility onto people. It's something that we combined have to do together.
Laura Servant, who's originally from France, agrees. She says she's relieved to be living in Stockholm and not Paris, which saw one of the strictest lockdowns worldwide.
I was feeling very blessed and very lucky to have this freedom. If I want to go to the park, I can go to the park without fearing policemen arresting me and asking me why I'm here.
So what would she say to tourists wanting to visit Sweden right now?
Like, no, I don't think it's fair that they think they can come here and do tourism, because I won't be able to visit my family in a long time.
Alison Plumberg from Minneapolis will be seeing her family sooner than expected. She says she can no longer imagine raising her children in Sweden, so they're moving back to the US this summer. Irishman Keith Begg is also making plans to move back home. And as for the Italian, Ava Panarese.
It's the first time that I buy a house in my life, so I was thinking this is the country where I really want to stay and die. But I think thinking about the future, this is not the country where we will want to stay.
For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.